The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Gen Z actually long for a steady relationship and are looking for a traditional romance. Not one-night stands and bed hopping, as we all previously thought they were enjoying their lives with. They now want to make love less often, according to a new report by the Kinsey Institute. So obviously, we sent Henry McKean out for a report.
Hello, I'm Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking. There's a lot of sharing of partners that goes on. There's an awful lot of promiscuity, and it is very disposable, very transient. People are fed up of the 90-second sort of TikTok, Instagram story kind of lifestyle. They long for some tradition. They long for something a bit more meaningful and long-term. And they are looking at the 30-something and 40-something-year-olds around, and they're thinking, okay, they are still single. Why are they still single? What have they not done right? They didn't get into the dating pool early enough. They put things on the long finger. I don't want to become them. So there's a lot of fear that they will be single forever. So they're starting a little bit earlier and they're saying, do you know what? No, I do want you. I do want a long-term loving relationship. And also what it is when you're in a relationship in the early 20s, you're constantly onto each other. You're constantly interacting on social media, DMs. So you become almost obsessed with your partner, and then they become impossible to lose. Whereas back in the day, in the 70s and 80s, you might meet under Cleary's clock every 2 weeks. Then you go doing your own thing, living your own life, and you were more independent. They're very much dependable on each other nowadays when they're in their early 20s, and that's why breakups are even harder. And when things are just very transient and you're going out with someone 1 week and then you change, or I don't like you anymore because you said this to me, you move on to the next person. They're sick of that lifestyle, and that's what I'm getting from them. When they're ringing in their 20s, they're saying, I'm so sick of it. I really want someone to spend the rest of my life with. So I spoke to a 22-year-old yesterday who said, I really want to get married, and I want to get married really soon. So it's going back to, our parents would have gotten married in the early 20s. We would have had kids 23, 24, 25, which nowadays, if you're looking at the 30-somethings and 40-somethings, they're thinking, God, no, I still live at home.
You're a Gen Z. Are Gen Zs looking for a one-night stand, or are they looking for romance?
I think people are more so looking for relationships, settling down, maybe a bit earlier than past generations and kind of parents and things like that. I think for a lot of reasons, I think, you know, these days as well, we have a lot more access. I think our relationships are a bit more intense. We talk to each other nonstop, whether we're together, whether we're talking over the phone, on FaceTime, texts. I think with social media, we can see a lot more kind of relationships failing, or our parents' relationships, or anyone's relationships, and we're like, okay, no, I want better, I want this. And I think maybe even a bit too much pressure, but we put pressure on it to be like, okay, this is going to be a good relationship. And in my experience, women especially, we're like, okay, just him, nobody else, maybe a bit too soon. I think people are going into it a bit too.
So they're getting into the relationship, you could say, too quickly, and perhaps they should play the field a little bit more. Is it about passion? Is it about lust? Or are people just looking for a good time, or do they actually want to go out for a romantic meal?
They see these great relationships on social media. They see this and they think, I want that for myself. Younger 20s, maybe we should be doing a bit less of that and a bit more kind of dating other people, seeing things like that. But I think we do rush into it maybe a bit too quickly, a bit more than other generations would have.
So Mara Una is my name, officially.
So Mara Una, when it comes to relationships, when you were young, or even now, are you looking for passion? Are you looking for stuff between the sheets? Or is it love, or is it romance? What is it?
Well, when we were going out in a gang, we weren't thinking about sex at all. That was very far from our minds. We were looking for maybe love and companionship and fun.
Does it surprise you this generation don't really want one-night stands? They want a relationship. They want something meaningful.
Well, I think the society is not so suffused with alcohol as it was before. So when you're not really drinking very much, you have a better perspective. So I think that the present generation is not drinking so much. Maybe they're taking other drugs. But I think most people want to be happy. And if they might pick the wrong thing, well, it doesn't make them happy, isn't it?
Being 24 years of age, obviously I am quite young, but I'd rather be in that kind of committed relationship, kind of that traditional romance of meeting someone young and kind of growing old with them. I'd much rather have that than being kind of playing the field and having flings and stuff like that.
And what do you want in a relationship? What are you looking for? What are you looking for in a partner?
Kind of committed, someone committed, someone communicative, someone a healthy kind of relationship, do you know. So I have my parents who are still married to this day, and they met each other at a very young age. And I have both my siblings are also in long-term relationships. My sister has been with her partner for 7 years, and my brother's been with his partner for nearly four years.
Wow, so these are serious long-term relationships. Mm-hmm. And if they don't get married, if it all goes pear-shaped, they've committed an awful lot of time.
Awful lot of time, energy. They met in school, because they were in the same year in school. So they met in school and they've been together ever since.
You guys aren't out just to, go from bedroom to bedroom. You want to have romance. You want to settle down.
Yeah. Settling down in our age can be difficult, but it is something I personally want. And also I do have other friends who are in long-term relationships as well,
Tell me about your perfect partner.
Oh, it's a good question. Someone who is family oriented, someone understanding, someone who is quite similar to myself, good sense of humour, funny, independent,
And you didn't mention looks.
Looks do play a part in it, but I think it's more so the personality, because it's just it's the personality. You get the person who they are. Obviously, looks can change over time, whereas personality, the person is who they are.
According to the Kinsey Institute at the University of Indiana, they find that Generation Z, or Gen Z, that's born from 97 to 2012, they're less likely to identify as heterosexual, are more interested in kinky sex, but make love less often.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're trying everything, and they're trying to identify as lots of different things, but also nothing. They don't want to be labelled. They like the shock value, it has to be said. They do love the shock value, and I think they're trying to break away from any of the old sort of the rules and the boundaries that were there in the past, and they want to say, well, been there, done that, I've tried this, I've tried that, I'm bi one day, and then I'm gay this day, and then I'm straight the next. It's all so fluid. But it can lead to an awful lot of people not knowing how to actually identify, themselves when they become 20s, 30s.
Want to have a long-term relationship.
I'm actually in a long-term relationship myself. I'm coming up on 5 years with my boyfriend.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I met him when I was 18. So, yeah, and a lot of our friends will be similar. We also have another friend who's coming up on 5 years with his partner as well. So a lot more Gen Zs, I'd say, definitely are looking for long-term relationships now, so more than flings. Looking for that special person nowadays. And the romance is coming back, I think, the aspect of that.
And has social media, has online, obviously it's changed dating forever. You couldn't just, meet someone, for example, outside a Burger King at 1 a.m. and then it takes off. That's what happened to me.
Yeah, I think for some people, of course, that is a thing. But I think majority now are definitely looking for something more serious. I even know I was speaking to one of my friends last week about this. He himself is on dating apps and he's looking for something more serious. And he says Hinge is actually the one for that. The other ones are more fling based. But if you're looking for something more serious, there'd be a lot more people on that app that are looking for connections. So that would be one for that. Some people are having fun, but I definitely think majority are looking for more connections now. I'd say probably majority of my friends would be in relationships currently, and there are a couple that are single, of course. It really just depends on who you are, but majority is definitely looking for something serious.
I think people are attempting to get to know each other a little bit more because there has been such a fast-paced sexual sort of gratification environment in the online scene, where you go on sometimes 20 dates a month. I'm hearing of people who go on 20 dates a month, and in some occasions they will literally go onto Tinder, they will be away from their home, they don't want to get a taxi home, so they decide to have sex with somebody that they meet on Tinder so they can get a bus the next morning. It's literally down to as simple as saving €25.
So logistics.
Logistics. They feel so empty inside because they're just, yes, I can go out. And yes, I can, of course. If I'm in my 30s and I want to meet someone, I can have sex the first night. And that's fine for the first, month or two that you're doing that. But then after a while, it becomes really, God, who am I? What am I doing? Where am I going? What's my plan here? So I think all generations are longing for something real, someone that they can actually communicate with, they can express themselves honestly with, and actually get each other. Because nowadays there's so much deceit, there's so much lies, there's so many people pretending to be what they're not just to impress the other person, that people don't really trust the other person anymore. And so you get very cynical, you get very sort of pessimistic. And I know for one, from speaking to people from all ages in the 40s, 50s, 60s, they find it very hard to give people a chance because they've been so badly burnt in the past. And that's sad. I mean, it's awful. We held a survey there a while back and it said 52% of over 25-year-olds felt hopeless about ever meeting anybody in future, which is quite depressing. So I just think we're a nation of procrastinators. We put things on the long finger. We waste an awful lot of time. We have to just put ourselves out there and just be ourselves 100% and stop thinking about the results being a failure. Stop worrying about it not working and just go out and do it. But be honest about it and try not to hurt people's feelings along the way.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.